Well, if there was ever an example of just how crazy things are at the moment with hotel rooms, and indeed with just how serious the cost of living situation is, just listen to the story of our next guest. Could it actually, as you probably know, tickets for Bruce Springsteen in Dublin, he's to play in Dublin in May of next year, a year away. Tickets went on sale last week and they were snapped up in no time. But could it actually be the case with the way things are at the moment that it's cheaper to go abroad and see Bruce Springsteen than it is in your own country? Let's go to line two. Stephen is on line two. Good morning to you, Stephen. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Niall. How are you?
Well, take us back earlier in the week, or last week, I should say. You were looking for Bruce Springsteen tickets for the Dublin concert. How many were intending on going to the concert, first of all?
Well, originally it was only meant to be two of us that were meant to go to the concert. Obviously, it was, given that it was in the RDS, it was always going to be a tough time getting even one ticket, even for the only two nights that it was originally announced for. But now it's three, but there was never any luck on those tickets materialising.
Yeah, so you didn't get the Springsteen tickets, and I think even if you had got them, the price of accommodation in Dublin next May was fairly prohibitive, to say the least.
Oh yeah, like if you were to go on now and just for the one night in Dublin, I think just in and around the city centre, I think cheapest you'd be looking at is between, definitely the cheapest you get is €250 just for the one night, as opposed to, there's places charging, I'd say the average price going around now is about €500 just for the single night from the Friday night to the Saturday night, and the concert's on the Friday night, so it doesn't really, it's not exactly the most comfortable situation where you have to show up, check in, go to the concert, come back and just sleep for €500.
Right. So you had an idea, or one of you had an idea, which is quite an incredible concept. Explain what happened or what you've decided to do.
It was probably one of the great bits of chance going that I handed over my money for the ticket to be booked by someone else. I was in a meeting at the time the tickets came out, and the other person, who I won't name, after I went through them over this, but it turned out to be a great idea, he slept in. So we missed out on the tickets, and then the third day on the Tuesday was announced. And another person we know had decided to go to Rome. And this kind of got into our heads, because I was thinking that I'm not missing out on seeing Bruce, and so we decided, would we chance to see how many tickets are left in Bruce, which there's, I would say at the minute, if there was anyone listening now that decided, you'd still get tickets for it. It's in the Circus Maximus, which is slap bang in the city centre. I think it holds about 80,000 people. It's Rome's equivalent of Hyde Park, and they're actually there's one tier of ticket. It's just standing everywhere, and yeah. It's I think €110 compared to the €160 you might fork out in the RDS.
Right, okay, so the tickets are cheaper, but that's not all that's cheaper, it seems.
Yeah, it's a year away, but we still said we'd get on top of the accommodation, and we were on Airbnb, and it was just kind of vaguely looking. We said we'd get ahead of ourselves, and I had taken a look on Friday gone by, or sorry, Monday, and I spotted a place for, I think it was about €110 a night. It was slap bang. It's about a 5-minute walk away from Circus Maximus, so you're not even going far. You don't need even for a taxi to get there. And I sent it on to one of the guys. It was coming up as €500 for four nights for myself, but when he put it in, it came up as €430, so he booked it there and then. So we're getting the Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday night in Rome for €430. And if you are to come down out of the apartment, it's a big 3-bedroom apartment. If you're to come out of it, you're 40 feet away from the entrance to the Colosseum. So it's a bit better value than paying €550 for some travel lodge in Smithfield up in Dublin.
Right, quite incredible. And right beside the Colosseum as well, okay. So that's the accommodation and the tickets. What about the flights? Have they been expensive?
The flights we haven't booked yet. We said we'd hold out, but we priced them up. I don't think Ryanair actually have prices up themselves at the minute. But at the minute, just looking through Skyscanner, which could be any old airline traveling, it could be It could be Aer Lingus, it could be any Scandinavian company, anything like that. But at the minute, just for a return flight from Dublin, it's about €140 return. So between the tickets being €110, the accommodation depending on, because we have had a few people that have decided now to see, that have seen how cheap it is, that have decided to come with us over to Rome.
I can imagine, yeah.
It could be the best part of what about, you could be paying €400 flights, accommodation and tickets, as opposed to paying, you could be paying €600 for tickets and accommodation only in Dublin for a single night.
Well, that's just not only an incredible situation, it's quite scandalous really, isn't it? That you're actually saving money by flying to Rome to go and see Bruce Springsteen in concert, as opposed to going to Dublin to watch him.
Oh, it's probably one of the better ideas we've ever had, to be honest. And on top of it as well, like, if you think about some of the stuff that goes on in Dublin in terms of charges, like they have to charge now up at the airport alone just for parking up to collect someone. We saw that there's a charge in Rome for staying every night for tourists. And originally when I saw this, I thought it would be something extortionist. But no, it's, if you're a tourist staying in the main city of Rome, it's $350 a night. It's a tax. So we'll be paying, 12-something just for staying four nights. And that's all you pay in tax just for being a tourist.
And of course, it's a bit of a holiday as well. You get to visit one of the most scenic and interesting cities in all of Europe, as well as everything else.
Yeah, and on top of it, you won't get finer Italian food than anywhere other than Italy. But as I saw today on Twitter, someone that was over in Rome today put it up saying they paid €32 for a four-course meal over in Rome, which is, you paid, as it went down, was it down in Tipperary, but they paid €45 for a few scones and a cup of tea. So it's quite a world away at the minute from what we're dealing with here in Ireland.